When they ratified an openly gay bishop yesterday, episcopals in this country formally broke with the anti-homosexual traditions of many religions. How do other denominations and faiths regard gay men and lesbians as clergy members? Here's Slate's Andy Bowers with an explainer.
As you might imagine, the list of denominations that do welcome gay clergy is shorter than the list of those that don't, and thanks to the Associated Press for helping us compile both. However, of the two, the pro-gay list is the one that's growing. Among the many churches that ban practicing homosexuals from the clerical ranks are the Roman Catholic, the Eastern Orthodox, the United Methodist, the Presbyterian, and the Southern Baptist, along with numerous other evangelical Protestant churches. Both the Sunni and Shia branches of Islam condemn gay behavior, as does the Mormon Church. The three leading branches of Judaism are split on the issue. Orthodox synagogues do not allow gay and lesbian rabbis. Reform synagogues welcome them. In between these two approaches, conservative Jews in America are in the process of reviewing their current opposition to homosexual rabbis. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in the U.S. is also re-examining its anti-gay stance. The Episcopal Church in the U.S. has now firmly joined the liberal camp on this issue, although it's quite possible that decision will cause a split in the worldwide Anglican Communion. More liberal still is the Unitarian Universalist Church, which conducts same-sex union ceremonies, and the United Church of Christ, which ordained its first gay minister more than 30 years ago. The Metropolitan Community Church was founded in 1968 primarily to serve the gay and lesbian community. And although Quakers do not have a unified policy, back in 1963, British Quakers declared, quote, "One should no more deplore homosexuality than left-handedness."
Slate senior editor Andy Bowers.